We could imagine our mind to be like a garden. So for the last couple of days we have been pulling the weeds. And we are here, so we're making the right conditions, you know, preparing the ground, plenty of sun. And now we're trying to planting some flowers, you know. And some of the flowers, these are the Brahmaviharas. And the particular Brahmavihara I would like to guide today, and I just like to explain a little bit about it, is that is mudita, translated as sympathetic joy, appreciative joy, altruistic joy. So really a quality where we try to be happy because of somebody's fortune. And for some that comes quite easily, and for others, you know, that is a challenge, as it is with all the Brahmavihara practices. You know, some come easily and some our hearts really kind of reverberate with, you know, that particular quality. But we also have to remember we're not necessarily trying here to generate a feeling. What we're really trying to do is to incline our minds towards these qualities, you know. So, and sometimes we can be happy on somebody else's behalf, and, you know, there might be still some kind of holding back, you know, but because we're practicing, because we're aware of that, you know, we still kind of try to go towards this direction. We're still trying to incline our minds towards that. Why I've chosen this Brahmavihara is also because there's so much difficulty in our world, and sometimes people have the feeling, you know, am I at all allowed to be happy? And there's so much pain, so much sorrow, so much injustice. You know, what is the point of me being happy? What's the point of me feeling joy? But, you know, appreciative joy really has a lot of positive effects, and it has also quite a spectrum. It isn't just to be really joyful, you know, it has also more quiet connotations like contentment or gratitude, appreciation, and just really to see beauty and to allow it into our hearts. Even if there's difficulty, maybe I can still see beauty by listening to the birds, by seeing or looking at the flowers. Maybe I can still allow myself to be touched by that, to be moved by that, and to be moved by somebody else's happiness. Also, mudita, it is something we know that. When we feel joyful, we feel energized. So it vitalizes us. It vitalizes our life, our actions. When we're in a workplace and it's very, very stressful, you know, but we work together as a team. Sometimes if there's a really good energy and kindness and joy around it, you know, the tasks get done quite easily. So joy really eases the tensions in our mind and vitalizes our life and our practices. You probably also heard about the other old Brahmaviharas, they have near and far enemies. So something we can, the far enemies we're quite clear about, that they are not really sympathetic joy. And this is envy or jealousy. You know, that is really when we have this sting in the heart. We can see somebody else's joy and somehow we know we should maybe be happy, you know, but there's maybe something, either it's our own life situation that makes it really, really difficult to just be open, or we have some difficulty with the person, or we feel this is unjust, you know, why him or her, why not me? And then there is the near enemy, and you might have experienced that in your life. When you, for example, have passed an exam, and, you know, you're still going quite silently with it, you know, because you still can't believe that. And you tell somebody, and they're kind of taking over your joy, you know, they're running with your joy. This is this over-exuberance. And you kind of, you feel a bit left behind. You're not kind of with the joy anymore, you know, and it's kind of almost taken away from you. So that is the other, that is the near enemy of sympathetic joy. As you've probably done the other days before, I would like to choose the four people that should help us to practice and to kind of push us along into extending our sympathetic joy to all beings, because this is what all the Brahmaviharas are about, they're boundless. They don't make a difference, you know, we rejoice or we are kind or we feel compassion with all beings, not just with specific ones. What we also, what I would like to suggest is, as a very first stage, that you find an image, and that doesn't have to be a person, that can be anything that kind of, you know, opens your heart, makes you just a little bit content, or maybe even, you know, maybe there is some joy, you know. You can think about some flowers, or you, sometimes it helps to think of a baby elephant, you know. Is kind of toddling along. See, that's what it's like. So maybe we want to start with an image like that. You know, choose whatever suits you. But that is kind of the spirit of it. That's getting it going. And then we have ourselves. That can be a challenge for some people. Then we have a good friend. That is usually the easiest one. And then we have the neutral person, and that can be, with this practice, be particularly difficult because we don't know anything about a neutral person. And it's really interesting to think that the neutral person, that's almost everyone, everyone we don't know. Yeah, that's the rest of the planet, with maybe exception of us all sitting in here and the family and friends, but that's the rest of the planet. So for all the Brahmavihara practices that are really suggest, I do it myself, to practices also outside of the meditation hall. When you're on the bus, when you're standing in the queue, when you're in the supermarket, look at people. Yeah. If you see happiness, try if you can rejoice with that. See if there's something in your heart and can connect with that. To just get a different feel of what a neutral person is like, yeah. What their life is like. And then we have the difficult person. How am I to rejoice with the happiness of a difficult person? Considering that, you know, if the difficult person really, really, really was happy and completely content and maybe wise, they would be acting differently. So maybe wanting them to be happy, wanting them to feel joy, really could be the one thing, you know, that can move into the direction where we can see, okay, this person is just having a difficult time, is just blind, is not yet there where they can see clearly. Right. Yeah, and I think now we're just going to practice. I also will use some phrases. For some they work well, for some they don't. So for the purpose of today, I will use them or I will suggest some. You can improve them, you can change them. Just for this sit now, you have to live with them. But please find your own practice, find your own way of practicing the Brahmaviharas. Okay. So if you just get into a comfortable sitting position or standing if you're tired, you know, if you feel more like giving your body more energy, please feel free to do so. And maybe just as a start, now try to feel into your heart what is waiting for you right there. What's there? What are you feeling? What are you sensing? What is in your heart? What does your chitta, your heart mind, look like right now? And now, as I suggested, maybe you can call an image to your mind that gives you joy, it gives you some kind of happiness, a smile on your face. And if you don't feel like smiling, try a smile, because that sometimes does something just to our physical body. And at any stage, if you find something that's too difficult, you know, just come back to a stage that feels more comfortable. You can stay there. That is absolutely fine to do. But just for now, try to envision an image that gives you some joy, some happiness, some appreciation. And now I'd like you to recall a situation or a moment in your life where you experienced real happiness, success. Something that went well. Something important, something small. And sometimes it can be so difficult for us to allow ourselves to be happy, but just for today, I rejoice in my happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside me. I am gladdened by my good fortune. I rejoice in my happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside me. I am gladdened by my good fortune. I rejoice in my happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside me. I am gladdened by my good fortune. And if there has been some difficulties, so maybe I suggest you go back to your primary, to your first object, and see if you can rekindle some of the joy, appreciation, gratitude, contentment. But otherwise, I'd like you to move on to a good friend. And remember a situation, a moment in their lives where they experienced happiness. Where something good happened to them, success. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. And now I'd like you to let go of your good friend and invite in a person that you see once in a while, maybe know something about but don't know personally. And maybe you have seen a moment where they have been happy, or maybe you can imagine a moment where something good happened to them. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. And now I also like you to invite you to let go of this person. And again, if that was difficult or you're getting a bit stuck, but just return to your primary object. Try to refine some stability, some joy, some appreciation. And then I'd like you to think of a person you have maybe a difficult patch with right now, not an arch enemy. So just someone you have a bit of difficulty with right now. And also maybe there you can remember or recall a situation, a moment, where they had some good fortune, where they experienced some happiness. And see if you can open your heart towards their happiness. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. I rejoice in your happiness. I appreciate the good qualities inside you. I am gladdened by your good fortune. And now I'd like you to let go of this person, that difficult person, and imagine a world where there would be more joy, more happiness, more contentment, more appreciation, more gratitude. What a world that would be. I wonder. So let's try to extend our appreciation, our joy towards all beings, in all the quarters, in all the directions, all the elements. I rejoice in the happiness of all beings. I appreciate the good qualities inside them. I am gladdened by the good fortune of all beings. I rejoice in the happiness of all beings. I appreciate the good qualities inside them. I am gladdened by the good fortune of all the beings, in all the quarters, all directions, all elements, everywhere, at all times. I'd like to end this meditation with a short poem by Mary Oliver. Don't hesitate. If you suddenly and unexpectedly feel joy, don't hesitate. Give in to it. There are plenty of lives and whole towns destroyed or about to be. We are not wise and not very often kind. And much can never be redeemed. Still, life has some possibility left. Perhaps this is its way of fighting back, that sometimes something happens better than all the riches or power in the world. It could be anything, but very likely you notice it in the instant when love begins. Anyway, that's often the case. Anyway, whatever it is, don't be afraid of its plenty. Joy is not made to be a crumb.